have the key that opens the door. The key, I like me. I am myself and I have fun. I am divine order. The key, I like me. I am myself and I have fun. I am divine order.
Thank you, Sibyl Agabua from Nigeria. Sibyl and Christy Ugwebwe from London are here these past 2 weeks on campus, sharing with us their brilliance, their joy, their magnificence. And it's been a really joy. And for a week, we even had Henry Birkenkamp, who was here from, here from Florida to share with us, too. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Now, the song that Sibyl just sang for us is quite a nice little song. And Sibyl promised that she's going to write it down so we can put it into our joy song book with these words. Right? Right. People come to the campus of the University of Healing, and they see me as the king. They see me as the boss. They see me as the great potentate, as the master, as the guru of the campus. And they say, wow, isn't it wonderful that Herb, this great guru, has all these people working for him? And then, when I get wind of that, I immediately say, hey, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. I'm a greater creator than I thought. I thought I was just being myself and doing my own thing, and that these people who are here on campus are being themselves and doing their own thing, and that together we're doing the project of the campus, which happens to be a wonderful tool for us to express our divinity and our magic. But someone, of course, has to direct the show, and that's Ellen. Ellen is the CEO, the COO, the chairman of the board of CBR, and I mean, chairman of the board of regents. I mean, we'll name her everything, you know. Oh, and she even is the abbess. She's not the abyss, but the abbess. And so she is the general head of the monastery and all of its activities. And I'm just the spiritual head. I'm just doing my own thing in my own way here and having a lot of fun doing it. Now, some of our guests think that we're pretty tough on our people here. And boy, are we tough. We are tough because it's a school. And what happens in a school?
You learn. You learn.
Learn. You practice what you know.
You are tested.
This is a school, which means what? Which means we are disciplined to remember the program. Mm-hmm. We are disciplined to remember them. You come here because of the program of the school. You don't come here because I'm so handsome and that I'm such a glorious man. That may well be, you know. But you come here because of the program that we have here. You don't come here of the program we don't have here or of the program that they have somewhere else, but you come here because of the program we have here. And the program we have here is a school. And as a school, you are sometimes, your buttons are pushed. In fact, a lot of times your buttons are pushed to see whether you are concerned. One of the easy buttons to push here is when I say to you, oh, isn't that terrible about the war over in Afghanistan? And you're not supposed to say, yes, that's terrible, or you're not supposed to say, no, that's not terrible. You're not supposed to say anything of that nature. But what do you say? What is the statement that you say?
All is in divine order.
Yes. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There's war in Afghanistan. Not anymore, thank God. But there's war in Afghanistan. So, and where did that thank God come from? That's thanks to me. God me. God Herb. God each one of you. Each one of you is God. Now, we have to begin to think that. There is war in Afghanistan.
Now is peace on earth, and it began with me.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Do you understand it?
Yes.
Now you
yes,
see,
yes.
This is why I sound tough at times. You come out and say, all is in divine order. Well, you're saying, the war is in divine order. The war is in divine order. I love the war. I think the war is wonderful. It's in divine order. Well, that's not what you really mean, is it?
No.
You mean there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I am too peaceful in my consciousness to ever see anything but peace anywhere. You see? I am too whole in my consciousness to ever see the need for healing. I live in my ideal
spirit, mind, and body.
You see how simple it is when you learn a few phrases that you believe in. If you don't believe in them, don't say them, of course. But if you believe those phrases, say them again and again and again. You cannot say them too often. You cannot say, I like me, too often. And if you ever come up to me and tell me you got a problem or you're sick or you're hurting or something like that, I'll say, oh, good. Wonderful. I'm so happy you're getting what you want. Well, but I don't want that. Well, then don't say it. Don't say I've got a problem. Tell me there's peace on earth and it began with you. Tell me that there's joy in your heart and everything is going beautifully. Tell me that the desires of your heart are just flooding you with their fulfillment every moment of your life. Doesn't that sound good?
Yes.
And isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And now, where did that isn't that come from? Isn't that? That is.
Yes.
You see, we're so accustomed to using this reverse English and say, isn't that instead of that is. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's get on the ball. People come to campus here for one reason, and that is because we are strict as sin here. Now, what does strict as sin mean? It means if you don't get on your own back, I'm on it. If you don't straighten out yourself, I'm there straightening you out. I don't tell you you're bad. I'm just saying, oh, you want another broken leg? Well, good for you. And then you say, I don't want a broken leg. Well, don't tell me you have a broken leg then. Tell me my body is a temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I'll say, wow, wow, whoopee, whoopee. And I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. Would you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, well then do that. Now, are you rich?
Yes.
Whoa. Tell me. Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you filled with peace and love and joy and harmony and goodness and all that good stuff? Okay, well, let us dwell there. This is so stupid. I say this again and again and again. You say, Herb, don't you know anyone noon? It is done unto you according to your
belief.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight. Now, the Bible says, in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Savior.
Redeemer.
You know, thank you, Redeemer. You see now, but who is your strength and your Redeemer?
I.
My beingness.
You. You are. Your beingness. Your individual self. You are. And when you learn that and practice that, wow, life is just a joy. Now, it doesn't mean nothing's going to happen to press your buttons. But if the day comes, and you redesign your body, which you can do with no buttons. How about that? No button. Nobody can push a button because you haven't got any buttons. You are not living the human life anymore. You're living the divine life. You're living the purity, the goodness, the wholeness, the right action, the truth. All that you are is who you are. It's not what you want to be. It's who you are. And then you claim it, you name it, you claim it, you claim it, you name it, you name it, you claim it, and you live it. And when you live it, wow, life is great. Yeah, life is great. We haven't got the privilege of one second being interested in the undesirable aspects of life. Would you say hurricanes, floods, fires, acts of God, ha, 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 ha. acts of God. Sure, that's right. They're acts of our acts. We create them. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what where you want your consciousness?
No.
Well, if it isn't, then what do? We get calls from Florida and North Carolina and other places all the time for help in that respect. And we say to them, all is in divine order right now. Your community is a blessing. Your community is smooth. Everything is running smoothly. Everything is harmonious. Everything is glorious. Everything is good. But, if you're going to concentrate on the problem, then you're going to have more of the problem. If you concentrate on the solution, you have more of it. Now, is the wind at peace?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Can the wind go up over the world instead of stopping down and blowing around the world? Sure. And does it? Sure. The winds aloft are mighty, mighty, mighty winds. They're really winds, 600 miles an hour sometimes, or more, you know, maybe 1,000 miles an hour. Who knows, you know, who's got records to tell about it. But anyhow, isn't that fascinating? And if the winds up above were blowing down here, it would disturb the equilibrium of the earth, and everyone would be very distressed about it. Well, what winds belong up there, let them blow. If you want to have fun, go on up there into the winds. If you want to have peace, then come down here on earth. Because there now is peace on earth.
And it began with me.
And it doesn't mean relative to war. It doesn't mean relative to pestilence. It doesn't mean relative to poverty or things at all. All that it means is there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And you see how he sits there? You see how he sits there? He sits there with his eyes tuned on something that we have no idea what he's tuned on. But he is listening to his inner guidance. Rex sits on the couch with his chin up, his chest out, and his shoulders back, and he's looking around. He's saying, yes, I do my duty here. I see peace everywhere. And anybody, anything that comes here that's not harmonious, out. I'll bark my head off at him. And most of them know he's just a big softy. But nonetheless, he expects us to have harmonious thoughts, harmonious attitudes. Do you expect yourself to have harmonious thoughts and harmonious attitudes?
Yes, I have.
Well, fantastic. When did that start?
Now.
I would say always. Now, Sybil sang this song to us, and this song relatively tells us how to live. Now, listen to the song once again, but this time think of it as being sung in the absolute. Even though she sings the same words, listen to it with your mind framed on the absolute. So now, listen to her sing the song to you.
I have the key that opens the door. The key, I like me. I am myself and I have fun. I am divine order. The key, I like me. I am myself and I have fun. I am divine order.
Thank you. Now, as she sang that, Sybil was having fun. She was thinking, oh, that's a high note. Oh, that's a low note. And if Sybil were just not thinking about how she is presenting herself, just present it, she'd sound like an angel. But you see, that's what we do a lot of times. We think that we're performing for others. Sybil, who else is in this room?
Me alone.
Sybil, who are you singing for?
Myself.
Sybil, why is it you're speaking so loud and clear now?
I am myself and I have fun.
Wonderful. Now, did you get the message?
Yes.
You see, now, in the morning we do our OM together. And we sing, Om, 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 Om. And we like to scream at the top one. Well, now, why should it be any different than the lower ones? It's just that we're performing for others. Now, each one of you, every morning, when you're in the shower, or whatever you do, sing the Om, and watch how beautiful it is done when there's nobody but you to listen to you. And then remember that the next time you do the Om in public. You're doing it for yourself. I have been at the Menninger Foundation with some fabulous voices doing the Om. Really fabulous. They're from all over the world. And these men who have great bass and baritone voices, as well as tenors, but they have great voices. And they get up there, and do you know what they're doing? They're singing for themselves. Oh, oh, om, 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 om. But I'm not yet doing that, but they're singing for themselves. And their voices are so magnificent, it rolls throughout the hall in which we are having the Om. And the rafters just vibrate with the Om. And the feeling of power and the feeling of magnificence is there. And that's good. Now, this is what I'd like each one of you to experience. The next time I'm with a group of people who do the Om beautifully, we'll tape it. And then you'll have that as a criterion for balancing you. Because I hear most of you doing your own thing, and you shouldn't. I say, Henry, will you lead the Om? And so everyone is cooperative with Henry because he's a new kitten on the block, and he's going to lead the Om. And so he leads the Om and does it beautifully. And we all follow him nicely with no trouble. But then when I start leading the Om, then each one of you thinks you're a prima donna and you're going to do it your way. And so you don't try to follow me. You try to get it in on your own level of noting, you know, on your own melody. And that doesn't work. When you do an Om in concert, you do it together. Now, I say, Sibyl, who else is in the room with us? And Sibyl says, just me alone. Okay. What are you singing to? Are you listening to a leader lead you in doing the Om, or are you the leader?
I am the leader.
If you're the leader, then sing it beautifully, powerfully, joyfully, and sing it like a leader. Now, a lot of you are leaders like ministers of most churches. They get up and say, let us pray. And you cannot understand a word they're saying. They're praying for... That's not the time for the minister to pray. He's teaching people to pray. He's sharing with them the technique of praying, and he must be loud and clear, and he must be perfect, and she must come through so that everyone understands exactly what's being said. And so when we do the Om, we're doing the words, and they must be understood exactly what they mean. Om, 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 Om. And then do more and more powerful, more and more powerful. But we don't strain our throat. Sometimes I do that, and we all do that occasionally, because we are performing. We are trying to perform for other people. And the moment I do it for myself, my voice is magic. You know, I sound just like God, which of course naturally I am. And each one of you, when you do it for yourself, you sound just like God. And it's wonderful. Now, does that work?
Yes.
Does that work?
Yes.
Now, the song that Sibyl sang was I Am the Key That Sets Me Free. I am the key. And this is who you are, who I am. I am the key that opens all the doors. Now, give me that slip of paper over there with the Bern information on it. We're going to be having a seminar in Bern, Switzerland in March. And the seminar is going to cover this topic. Values, love determines love, the values and love determine success in my life. And yeah, I'm going to give an introduction talk, which is going to be about 6 hours long in the evening. Ha 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 ha! It's like a full day seminar. And this is on a Wednesday night, and it's my values set the standard of my life. Values come first from the home. That's where we learn our values. It is never too late to set up values for my family and me, so I can institute new values at any time that I choose. My values of success determine my success in life. And then the day seminar is going to have, love is the miracle remedy. Love is the cradle in which life begins. Love is a standard upon which life evolves. Love is a reality, eternal in me. And then I'll be giving them techniques of using values, love, to better myself. And life has one standard, my values. And then I sent a couple words along with it here. Values and love determine success in my life. How I train my children is how their lives will proceed. As I train my children in the values of love, unconditional love, happiness and joy is the daily routine and the eternal result. Regardless how my beginning was or how my life is now, I begin this moment now to establish values of ultimate goodness as my way of living. Regardless of the fact values and love were not instilled in me from the outset of my life, now is the moment, the day, the time to do this and to delight in the miracles of the fulfillment of new values for me. So if you'd like to join us in Bern, Switzerland on March 22nd and on March 18th for these two wonderful seminars, that'll be just the beginning of a couple of great activities over there.
I'm glad.
And there'll be many others in other cities in Switzerland. And then I understand that Christy and her friends in London want to have a few things for me. And I must talk with the lady in charge of Nigeria. I wonder if she wants me down there.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, she says. And what are you planning down there?
The same subject.
The same subject. Well, that will be just fine. I'll be geared up for it, won't I? That's wonderful. Well, we will do that. And we will have a nice full seminar there. So I'm looking forward to it. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes. And maybe somebody in other towns here and cities in America, they hear the subject, they find it exciting, and they invite you to come and speak in their church, in their center, in their town.
Now, Ellen spoke to the back of the microphone here. Let her speak to the front.
Maybe somebody.
Not maybe.
Oh, I would say. You have heard about these topics, and you found it as exciting as we all find it. And so please feel free to send an invitation to Dr. Violet to come to your church, to your center, or to your town to share this fantastic subject, this fantastic philosophy with your people and your loved ones.
And we really don't mind meeting in a sort of a unspiritual type of building like a convention center or the stadium, but it's whatever is your choice, you know. We're happy to be wherever you choose to put. So we look forward to continuing this story at lunch. And we've just finished our breakfast, and the time is getting close to 9 in this on this beautiful morning in October 15th, isn't it? 16th. 16th?
Oh, 60 years of University of Healing.
Oh, yesterday was
wow.
Yesterday was October 15th. That was our birthday here on campus.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, dear Uni. Happy birthday to us.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.